falling asleep. Hey, it's the movie's fault, not mine. You picked a boring one. I can't even figure out what the plot is. We are an hour and a half in, and so far nothing has happened. Oh, when did that happen? I must have dozed off for that part. Sorry. I guess you're just gonna have to keep me awake. Why'd you pick such a gloomy movie anyway? I just mean last time you picked like a super happy rom-com, and this one is just depressing. You know, I'm beginning to think you only picked that rom-com because you knew I wanted to see it. Is that true, or do you really like rom-coms? Hey. What's going on with you today? I don't know, you seem down. Like, all day. You've seemed a little off. I thought a movie night would make you feel better, but you don't seem any better. What's going on? You're feeling anxious? You're having anxiety again? I'm so sorry, I should have guessed. No, here I was blabbing away about the movie. I didn't know you were having anxiety. I just assumed you were having a bad day or something. What can I do? I want to help in any way that I can. Are you hungry? I could make you a snack. Oh, sure. I can do that. Easy enough. Come here. Actually, you stay there. I will come to you. You're wrapped in a blanket and everything. I don't want to make you get up and then make you have to get comfortable all over again. Okay. Where do you want me? Sure. Comfortable? Me too. I missed this. How long has this been going on? The anxiety? You could have told me you were having anxiety again. You know I'll always be here for you. I don't want you to feel like you have to keep stuff from me. I told you about my Beanie Babies collection. You can tell me just about anything. No pressure though, of course. Like if you don't want to talk about it. You know, you obviously don't have to. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I want you to do whatever is best for you. Okay? Yeah, but sometimes I feel like you put everyone else's needs before your own. Yeah, you do. You remember that time, way back, when you had a really important exam the next morning, but Bron Henderson had just broken up with me, and so you came over with like 10 different types of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and we watched all my favorite movies till the sun came up. You overslept and missed the exam because of me. I still feel bad about that. Anyone else would have said, hey, you're 13 years old and you weren't even dating for 2 weeks. Suck it up and move on. But you didn't. You were there for me when no one else was. I just want to be there for you. And I want you to put yourself first. no matter how tempting it is to be the freakishly selfless angel you always are. And anyway, it's not selfish to put your mental health first. If you need a break from everything life keeps throwing at you, then you should take a break. Take a little time out. You deserve that. I'd just really hate for all of your anxieties and fears and emotions to pile up and up and up and then explode or something. I don't know if that can happen, but I just think you should have a break from everything. If anyone deserves a break, or, you know, like a mini vacation, it's you. Nah, I mean it. You know what you also deserve? Forehead kisses. Yes. Many, many forehead kisses. And cuddles. Lots of cuddles. Speaking of, am I squeezing you too tight? Okay, so if I were to get up right now and look at you, you wouldn't be blue in the face from suffocation. Cool. We wouldn't want that. Hey, are your hands shaking? Just a little. Here, let me hold them. That's better, yeah. Still feeling anxious? Yeah, of course. No, I didn't expect you to be cured from just a few forehead kisses. You're okay. You can lie here for as long as you need. I don't have anywhere to be. And even if I did, even if I had the most important exam of my life tomorrow morning, this would still be more important. You're more important than anything. And there is nowhere I'd rather be than right here by your side. I love every moment with you. Even the moments that are insignificant. Even if we're not really doing anything. Those are still my favorite moments. Like this one right here. Partly because your bed is really comfortable, and partly because of how much I like being this close to you. Close enough that I can smell your shampoo and hear your heartbeat. Close enough that my hair is spilling onto you. And close enough that my eyelashes brush against your cheek every time I blink. The last time I was this close to you was like a year ago. When I got really sick and you came over and comforted me through my fever. Even though you could have gotten sick too. Yet another example of how you're constantly putting others first. You see, I love that about you. But I also hate that about you because it makes me worry. I can't help but worry about you. You're the most important person in my life. You're my favorite person ever. You know I'd do anything for you, right? Anything. Are you awake? I guess not. Cutie. I love you so much. I know I haven't told you that very much lately. Or at least, not as often as I used to. I wonder if you've noticed. It's not because I don't love you, though. Quite the opposite, actually. I love you even more than I ever have. I love you more every day. At first, it was just kind of the kind of love where I just cared about you so much as a best friend. But now I think it might be more than that. Which is why I only have the courage to say it when I know you aren't going to hear me. So,